Hello, here's an outside the box that you may not thank me for. Today's topic is Uncle Larry's Grace. Soon, most of us in this country will celebrate Thanksgiving, usually with traditional foods like turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie, and cranberries. But when I think of the holiday, I think of the Lou and Peter Berryman song, Uncle Dave's Grace. Uncle Dave is asked to say grace before the Thanksgiving meal. He points out, while saying grace, that much of what we give thanks for has come at the expense of someone or something else. Like the turkey that gives its life so humans can have their holiday feast. But I'm not Uncle Dave, I'm Uncle Larry. So here's my version of the classic song, but with the words only. Hooray! It's a day to eat lots and give thanks. But we can't thank corporations or even the banks. They've taken it all, left us with the dregs. Some folks have nothing. I know one who begs. Recalling who grew it and baked it and such, by exploited workers whose pay is not much, who live in hovels and without benefits. Being so poor means to live by your wits. The turkey is cooked, the plate has white meat, but many are hungry. It's not just, let's eat. We get some food cheap by free trade agreements. While workers lose jobs, it's about dollars and cents. Then finishing up with a pumpkin pie, but farm workers who harvest it might even die. People who eat food with poisons sprayed on can get tumors and cancers, and soon they're gone. The food's put away and the dishes are clean, but there's lots in the trash and it's easily seen. Dumps are overflowing, we've got no more space, 'cause there's only one planet. There's no other place. Then, stuffed to the gills, watching football on TV, where they glorify junk for the world to see. It eats up our resources like there's nothing to lose. Soon, there won't be anything for anyone to use. It's a tense, exciting game, and the locals win out. But the players all lose, beat up and tossed about. Concussions, knee sprains, even some broken bones, with PTSD and permanent groans. And so we give thanks for our yearly pig out. Our girth is expanding, our appearance more stout. Good for grocers and the economy, but unhealthy for you, friends, and family. Am I ready for the poetry circuit? Ha, probably not, but this is what I think of on Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for during Thanksgiving? How do you observe this day? I'm Larry Danziger, thankful for Community Radio that has run this piece.